we like truth, don't we? What's God's word? God's word is here in this Bible, is truth. But you know, it does have some lies in it. Not God's word, but he does talk about lies where people lied and it shows the consequences they had. That's not what I'm going to talk about. We have probably heard the phrases, the truth is stranger than what? Fiction. And many times it is. Or the truth shall set you free. It's from John 8, 31, 32. Let's just turn here real quick. Maybe. Sometimes quick just doesn't happen. John 8, verse 31. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And of course, in our judicial system during a trial or a deposition, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. We hear that all the time. We should have love for the truth. That's what we're going to talk about today, is love for the truth. We were admonished or advised, if you will, in a recent Bible study by Mr. Gary Petty, to love God, love the truth. If we do that, we will be a part of the elect and will not, and it will be impossible to be deceived if we know the truth. I only have this one point to convey today, that is to love God and love, continually seek the truth. With all your heart, your soul, your mind, your whole being, you should be doing that. Many of us in here in this room remember a time in the church, those of you that have been around a while, back about 20 years ago, when there were those we recognize today as false prophets. Teachers trying to teach us something of a different truth. Not really the truth, but rather the traditions of men. Because they did not believe the truth of God. They had become deceived, convinced in their own mind, that what mainstream Christianity was teaching was true, thereby attempting to convince the members of God's church to accept the lie that Satan was desiring for them to believe. Satan is the deceiver of the whole world. This is Revelations 12:9. Of course, this is not the only time that it will happen. If you turn with me, please, to 2 Peter 2, verse 1 and 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false prophets among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord, who bought them, and bring unto themselves swift destruction. I don't think any of us here in this room want to do that. As one individual, myself, I realized what was beginning to happen. I had to seek God's direction in my life. This took many hours of being on my knees in prayer, in Bible study, proving what I already knew, but just needing to reconfirm it, reconfirm the truth of God, his Sabbaths, his holy days, his commandments, the Ten Commandments, just as starters. Why is this so important to us, this truth? In a nutshell, it means our salvation. Put in the words of an old country song, I know I like country, but if you don't stand for something, the truth of God, you'll fall for anything. And it's what many people do around the world, because they don't look into what they're being taught. They just accept it as as truth on the surface because a minister standing up here telling him something and just gonna, because it came from a minister, it must be true. Not always so. Before we were called, most of us did this, okay? We could rationalize around things such as the Sabbath commandment that if we observed one day during the week to honor God, what difference should it make? What difference does it make? The difference is God made the rules and he set the standards for those he chose to be in his family and kingdom. Just like a prerequisite, easy for you to say, to applying for a new job or accepting a call at a college or a university, we are called to be preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. This said, remember, everybody in this room is a teacher. You may say to yourself, this isn't so. But guess what? I beg to differ with you. How, you say? In this, that you may not all stand up here before the congregation preaching or speaking, giving a sermon or a sermonette. But even more so through your actions or interactions with other members. As the saying, the truth is stranger than fiction. So is our actions louder than words. By their fruits you shall know them. That is your actions that are louder than words. People see you. They see what you do. They hear what you say. We may be asked by a boss, as an example, about truth. We may be asked by a boss or an associate a question about someone or something, whether it is true or whether it's not true. This is pretty much a straight question that should come out as a simple yes or no, such as, I know that you know Charlie. Fictional name, I hope nobody in here named Charlie. And that I, the boss, have noticed he has been coming in late to work more often lately. And I know that he was thinking about taking on a second job to help out his family financially. Do you know if he did? I want you to listen very, very carefully to what I'm saying here. Do you know if he did? Simple answer, right? Yes or no? Leave it alone from there and let the boss handle it. Rather than to say, I don't know about that, but I do know. The reason he's having financial problems is because he suspected his wife was cheating on him. Okay? And he didn't pay their taxes last year. Case in point here is that you tell the truth. But when you ask the question, but you don't tell everything you know. Because you may not have verified what you're telling them. Because you don't know everything that you think you know. Because you may not have first verified if it is truth or if it's a rumor or an innuendo. Remember, the question was, I know he was thinking about taking on a second job to help out financially. Do you know if he did? That deserved a simple yes or no answer. Anything else, totally false or misleading, causes more harm than good. Let's go to Ephesians 4, verse 14 and 15. That we should no longer be tossed, no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, or innuendo, or rumor, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in things into him who is the head, Christ. Just lost my place. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Edifying of the church in love. We have seen that Satan is very subtle in his deceptive ways, and that truth is always greater than any lie. Why, simply put, when we tell a lie, when you tell or live the truth, you are set free. But when you tell a lie or live a lie, you must tell another lie to get out of the first lie. We've seen it happen. People tell you one thing and have to turn around and tell something else to get out of the first one they told. And on it goes. It's like a vicious circle. We must continually hold on to the truth of God. So love God and love the truth. That's the title of this message, if you'd like to use it. If we don't love the truth, we don't love God. It's that simple. Philippians 4, we'll go there one last scripture here. It's Philippians 4, gives us instructions how to do this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. We need to meditate on God's word. God's word is truth. So please pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.